This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic news of the day today isn't really about today. President Biden's big speech about his big plans for this economy is going to take years, maybe decades, to play out. That, of course, is the long-term news. Jay Powell, wrapping up the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting today, said this about getting back to full strength.
We've got a long ways to go. And also, it's going to be a different economy.
We'll call that the medium-term news. Closer to today, we'll get the next dose of data on consumer spending on Friday, and with it a sense of the economy, and in particular, spending on services and how it's all coming back. Marketplace's Mario Segarra made some calls to hear what people are looking for now and in the medium to long term.
So before we get too far into this, something you should know. On the show, we often talk about retail sales numbers. Those come out monthly and tell us mainly whether people are buying goods, which they've done a lot of during the pandemic. Dana Peterson is chief economist at the Conference Board.
Good spending was very strong. People bought cars, they bought appliances, they bought lawn furniture, they bought boats and RVs.
On Friday, though, we're getting consumer spending numbers, which is different. It's more heavily weighted towards services. Bars, restaurants, hair salons, amusement parks, theaters. Call it the experience economy, which didn't do so well during the pandemic.
But as more people are vaccinated, and certainly as economies are reopening, that experiential spending will come back.
Friday's numbers will give us a sense of how much. Peterson says she's expecting the numbers to be very strong and to continue on that path through the summer and probably into next year. But Ori Heffitz, who teaches macroeconomics at Cornell, says it's hard to say how long any bump in spending might last. The numbers are a snapshot in time, of March specifically, when a lot of people were spending their stimulus checks.
I'm going to spend differently money I saved over many years than I'm going to say spend a Fed government check that I actually never counted on, and all of a sudden, surprise.
In other words, the way people are spending right now, because they've got that fat stimulus check and the sun's out and they got their vaccine and they're feeling hopeful, that's not necessarily going to last. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.